This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is talking publicly for the first time about those sensitive government documents that have been leaked.
I'm not concerned about the leakages, and I'm concerned that it happened. But there's nothing contemporaneous that I'm aware of that is of great consequence.
If you didn't catch that, he said he is concerned that it happened, but there's nothing of great consequence for the moment in those documents. The president's in Dublin, Ireland today, meeting with Irish leaders. That controversy over an abortion pill appears to be headed for the Supreme Court. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled late Wednesday that women could still access the abortion drug mifepristone, but it could only be given up to 7 weeks of pregnancy, and it could no longer be dispensed by mail.
After calls for a U.S. senator to resign, she is making a request.
Senator Dianne Feinstein is asking to be temporarily replaced on the Judiciary Committee while she recovers from a case of shingles. Her announcement came shortly after two House Democrats called on her to resign because of her extended absence from Washington. The long-serving California Democrat says complications have delayed her recovery and she has provided no date for her return. At 89, Feinstein is the oldest member of Congress. Feinstein's decision to seek a committee stand-in during her recovery comes amid increasing anxiety within her party that her lengthy absence has damaged Democratic efforts to confirm President Joe Biden's nominees for federal courts in a narrowly divided chamber. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Labor Department says wholesale prices fell last month, a sign that inflationary pressure in the economy is easing. The producer price index, down 0.5% from February to March, plunging energy prices played a part. The average refund this tax season is just under $3,000, says the IRS. This is AP News. Now to Juul.
E-cig maker Juul will pay $462 million to six states and D.C. to settle a lawsuit alleging the company marketed products to underage users. New York Attorney General Tish James says it's the largest settlement the company has reached so far concerning its role in the youth vaping surge.
Juul targeted youth by glamorizing vaping with colorful ads featuring young models at flashy parties.
For Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul, it's personal. He says as a father, Juul entered his home.
The money Juul must pay will help these states combat the pernicious problem, which Juul largely helped create.
The other states this settlement covers: California, Colorado, Massachusetts, New Mexico. It includes restrictions on marketing, sale, and distribution of Juul's vaping products. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.